Welcome to the Fit2 Talk podcast.
You just found the number one health and fitness podcast for performers. Thank you as always for joining us as we bring you meaningful, helpful and accurate information and
remind you that fitness doesn't have to be boring.
Right now you're listening to one of our talk episodes in which Bobby and I use various different vocal tones to tell you about things. And if you like what we do, then please leave us a review.
We do like to mix up the vocal tones.
Just in this bit,
yeah. And so how many different ways can I say, welcome to the Fit2 Talk podcast?
I think it's pretty consistently that is identical.
Yeah, I've been relatively consistent, particularly recently, I think.
We're off topic.
Maybe I'll mix it up next time. And on that note, this is never consistent. On that note, cue the music.
Well, that was a weird intro from us.
I feel like they're always a little bit weird.
Maybe we're a bit weird.
Maybe.
I'm okay with that. Should we have a joke?
Go on.
I promised you it wouldn't be blue this time.
You did.
Because the last one was
blue. And I don't believe you.
Do you know what I've realised? That young people don't know what the term blue means.
Yeah, I mean, I barely know what the term blue means.
A bit of blue foot dads. it just means rude, doesn't it? Rude, sexual in some way.
It's a little bit sexual.
Yeah, that's. You used to have a bit of blue in the shows. You'd go and see a show and then there'd need to be a bit of blue for the dads. That's why ensemble outfits were the way they were.
What shows needed a bit of blue?
Like musicals.
What's the bit of blue in...
That people would have like, the ensemble girl, like dancers would have like their...
But
that's like when something really sad happens, you're like, could be sadder.
We were saying earlier, I'm just ready for like hoodie season. I just want to be in a hoodie.
I'm bored of it being so cold now, actually.
Yeah. I've kind of lost the love to my jacket. So I'm like,
oh no.
Like, I just want.
What is it? What's the jacket?
I've got a North Face jacket. And
oh, the black and green one?
Yeah, black and green one that I wear all the time. And it's, do you know what? It didn't last long. Like, I've had it, what, two? Must be 2 years. It got like a hole in it, like the first year. I'm not impressed with it at all.
Can I give you a contrasting opinion?
Go.
On a North Face jacket.
Yeah.
I'm wearing my sort of padded black North Face jacket.
Yeah, you got one of the puffer ones, haven't you?
But yeah, puffer. That's what we used to call them.
Puff jacket.
I bought that.
Yeah.
Actually, it was bought for me in 2011. And when I went to Moscow.
Yeah.
And it literally came back in fashion.
You've gone round once.
10 years later. Yeah, it was fantastic. So uncool for about 5 or 6 years. Yeah, yeah. And then they came back and everyone was like, they were so cool again.
They
I
are
was like,
all the rage.
I was like, no hole in that one.
No. So I feel like it, I do feel like they used to be better made than they are now. Yeah. Maybe. I think that the new ones are... That honestly, the one that I've got, like, it's not even like... Oh, you go, oh, maybe I like caught it on something and it ripped. No, it's just like worn. It's like worn at the seam. So then like it's exposed. Like, I don't know. It's just really bad. I think it's really poorly made, which is disappointing because,
well, they used
again,
to be...
I got that as a birthday present a couple of years ago. So it was very disappointing.
I feel like they did used to be made for the function that they were like,
yeah.
When I bought it, it was like, it's a 180 TOG jacket for like incredibly low temperatures. And you're like, oh, okay, fantastic. It's going to help me in like minus 20 in Moscow. And now that maybe they are turned me into a fashion brand. We're massively hypothesizing.
We are.
From the limited evidence that we have.
Can we talk about waterproof stuff that's not waterproof? It drives me insane.
What waterproof stuff are you buying?
I've got a waterproof jacket.
Right.
It's not waterproof.
Isn't there another term? There's like not waterproof, there's like water
resistant.
Yeah, which is nonsense.
It's meant to be a waterproof jacket.
Oh.
And it's not waterproof.
Send it back.
I was like, this is totally insane.
That's also, what use is water resistance? That yeah, doesn't mean anything.
I want to be lightly shielded from the rain.
Yeah, but still wet.
But still wet. I want to be like damp, not sopping wet.
It's like when they say your phone is water resistant. You're like, can I drop it in the sink? The answer is no. So
what's the point?
What are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
Like if you're using it when it's raining, then you've got a problem anyway. Like, yeah.
Drives me mad.
Not the one. Anyway, sorry. That,
we're turning into just grumpy.
Grumpy old men. Yeah. Should we rename the podcast? Grumpy old men. Yeah. We are both fits obsessed with, my brand. With Reacher.
We are both obsessed with Reacher, yeah. On it's Amazon fantastic. Prime. Yeah, go, like, if you haven't watched Reacher yet, go watch Reacher. It's brilliant.
So good. Like, the series I have enjoyed the most on TV in a long time. You recommended it to me.
Yeah.
And, man, I loved it. Loved it.
It's so good. Yeah. It's just, I don't know what it is about it that makes it so good. Like, it's not... It's kind of just easy to watch and it's fun and it's like, but it's good as well. It's not like it's cheesy and shit. You know, like
there's some good writing.
Yeah, some good writing. The acting's great. Like
they do it so well. It was like you just said, it's fun. Like I was actually excited to watch it because I thought I'm going to be gripped by this and I'm going to have a good time. Like if you might look at it and think, oh, this is like an action thing. You're like,
yeah.
It isn't really. It's like a thriller mystery with some action sequences in it.
Action sequences, yeah. It's obviously based on the books, the Reacher series of books.
Lee Child,
yeah.
My dad loves them,
and I like that. I like that with these, they've been quite faithful to the books, like, and they've based each series on a book. So it's not. I think that's clever. I think that's clever because that's going to appeal to fans of the books. And there's a lot of fans of the books.
Also, so, how many of the books are there?
There are so many books.
I'm like, I'm going to Google it right now because they're doing a second series. But I'm like, they're doing a third.
We've watched two. You've caught, we're nearly at the end of the second one, I think.
One episode left. Oh, here are the books in order. We're a minimum of 24. Hold on, let's find out. You know, at the edge of your seat here.
I am intrigued.
30.
30?
30.
That's a lot of books. That's a lot of series.
That is a job for life for that group of people. I imagine they won't do all 30 of those. And maybe there's some duplicates in this list. I can't be bothered to study it.
No.
Meaningful, helpful, and accurate information. That might be wrong.
I don't think that's necessarily important.
not the most important thing. But yeah, so good.
Yeah. I think there's been some really good TV recently in general. Yeah,
you've enjoyed a bunch of stuff, haven't you?
Yeah, like Slow Horses. That is top tier. Like Apple TV have been bringing out just banger after banger.
And my mate Kadeef in Slow Horses.
I loved it. I loved seeing him in that.
So good. We should get him on here. He's busy most of the time.
He's very busy.
He's very busy.
Very, very busy, and he's very good.
I did not enjoy Echo on Disney Plus.
I've not watched that yet, mostly because you told me, you gave me your review, and I was like, I'm not going to waste my time on that.
Well, it's just, in the opposite of Reacher, nothing happens in the entire series.
That's what you want in a TV series, for nothing to happen.
Nothing happens. She has undisclosed powers that literally don't do anything. In fact, at the end, one of the last things that is said is, what did you do? And I have no idea. I don't know. No idea.
I don't know.
Yeah, so my review of that is, I did learn a little bit about the Choctaw Nation of American Indians from it, but realistically, actually very little considering how much they contributed to the series. I don't really know anything.
Fair.
So, which is a shame.
Yeah, that is a shame.
Whereas when I watched Ms. Marvel.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
I haven't watched it, no.
Oh man, that is so good. She's so good. But also it was like, speaking about different events in sort of India and Pakistan's history and how it was like split and this stuff. And I was like, this was fascinating. Yeah. And it made me go and Google and learn about it. And I was like, oh my God, I had no idea any of this happened. And
it was interesting.
Yeah, it was so cool. And it didn't feel like I was watching an educational video about that kind of thing. Like it was so beautifully done. Anyway, let's move on.
Let's do it.
Leading to Love Part 4.
Oh, Part 4.
Are you in love with me yet?
So deeply in love. But I could fall out of love as well.
Oh, yeah, let's see how this goes. So, shall I ask you a question?
Go on, throw it at me.
Okay. If you could wake up tomorrow having gained any one quality or ability, what would it be?
Can I say something like, I would love the ability to like comfortably talk to people in social occasions.
Yeah.
That would make, I think that would be, because I find it so uncomfortable. I find it so awkward. Like, I know, I understand that's ridiculous considering I'm on a podcast. But, cool, what was that noise that just came from my chest? Did I take my inhaler today? I think I did. I would love for, that would be something I would love to gain, is the ability to be in, like, a social situation, like at a party or on a night out or on a first day of a job where, or anywhere, where I could, like, happily and easily converse with people and not just be stood there panicking about what I'm going to say and what question I'm going to ask next, and then just be constantly panicking about what question I'm going to ask next. Mm. That, for me.
You? Oh, I had a follow-up question. Do you mind?
Okay.
Do you think that's an ability or skill that you could legitimately hone or practice?
Yes.
Excellent.
To be fair, I think it is something that I could hone or practice. It's not something that I would ever do. But it would be something like if I could just like, because I feel like it would take so much effort and I think you'd
discomfort.
Have to deal and discomfort, and you'd have to deal with so many different like elements of your life and like the way you process things. And I think you'd have to address a bunch of stuff in order to gain that ability.
Yeah.
And I don't want to do that.
Fair. Yeah. I don't want to do it.
But if I could click my fingers and have that ability, then yeah, absolutely.
Fair. I have a comedy answer and probably a real one that I'll search for afterwards.
But go.
One ability is to change the numbers in my bank account.
Oh, I mean, that would be a fantastic, like, fantastic made-up ability. Yeah.
Click my fingers and bam, there we go. But realistically, I think there would be, for me, it would be the ability to be at peace with sort of where I am. I'm thinking of a way of phrasing that better. Instead of constantly having the drive. And I think it's a really positive attribute in some ways. But the flip side of going, right, I know where I want to be and I'm going to get there and I'm going to do everything possible to do that for the last 20 years.
Yeah.
You know, when does that end? At what point do you see the outcome of the work that you've put in? You know, when you sacrifice, you go, okay, I won't have that enjoyment now. I won't go on holiday to do this. I won't spend that money. I'm going to save it in order to do this. And I'm going to invest it in this. I'm going to keep going. At what point do you go, I actually need to sit back and enjoy this?
I think you have to make the conscious decision to do that, because otherwise you're just constantly chasing your tail.
Yeah. And it's that. And it's that. And I'm getting better at it.
Yeah.
But I've sort of settled into that zone of okay, well, I'm constantly on the chase of going, not on the game show, the chase.
I wish you were on the game show, the chase.
Although when he
I feel
says,
like you do quite well on that.
Oh, I'll take the compliment, but I don't think so.
I think you would.
I think you're wildly overestimating my general knowledge. It would be like, who sang this song? I'd be like, don't know.
I feel like you and I should go on £1 million drop.
Which one is that?
That's the one where you have to like shovel cash into different like multiple choice areas, and then it just drops the cash.
Devine McCall.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you have to like you can hedge your bets a little bit.
Yeah.
You?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like that's the game show you and I should go on.
And if we're going on that, then the ability I want is to be able to win the £1 million drop.
I'm about to go completely off topic.
Right.
Have you watched the new Gladiators?
No, I've seen the advert for it and I'll definitely watch it.
I watched the first episode the other day.
Okay. No, tell me it's, it's fantastic.
I'm going to wait for you to watch it and then we'll discuss it. So that will probably be
the next episode.
Or one of our coming episodes will be us discussing
tell
Gladiators.
Me it's good.
I'm just going to let you watch it yourself.
Okay.
And we'll discuss it.
Okay. I want a new ability, which is patience. okay. We'll hit the next one. Oh, okay. By the way, if you're listening to this and you have no idea what the hell we're talking about, leading to a lot of these questions that are to do with intimacy, and they're designed to create great intimacy between two people in a really short space of time. They were done by, I can't remember now, New York Times, and there's 36 of them, and we've been slowly working through them to see if we can change our intense hatred for one another into something beautiful.
We can turn it around.
Yeah, we might make this a UE. right. Next one.
Okay.
If a crystal ball could tell you the truth about yourself.
Yeah.
Your life, the future, or anything else, what would you want to know? Basically, if it could tell you the truth about one thing.
I don't want to know the future.
Fascinating. Why?
I like not knowing.
But what if you could find out something relatively immediate?
Maybe something relatively immediate. I think I would struggle with the idea that life is decided. I don't think it is. So I would struggle with that concept. Like if they were like, this is your future, I'd be like, well, I can change things. I can do things differently and it would have a different outcome. So I wouldn't want to know that. What would I want to know? I don't think, do you know what? Actually, I'm just going to go rogue. I wouldn't want to know anything.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. It's a tricky question, isn't it? I think when you say that about the future, I sort of passionately agree with you with the idea that if the future is decided and we have some kind of plan in place, this is the main issue I have with most religions and that there is a plan, then how does free will fit in? And you go, if my choices mean nothing, then what am I?
Yeah.
What am I? A vessel for DNA? That's it? You know, my choices are inconsequential because they're not real. I'm being deceived in some way. I'm like, surely my choices matter.
Yeah, surely.
What's the point? Like, what's the point of anything? What's the point in making good decisions? If I make the bad decision, I was always meant to happen anyway. So you're like, does it give you the freedom to go, well, if it's decided, then I can do X, Y, Z.
Yeah, I can do whatever the hell I want.
Like,
with no consequence.
Yeah, because it was always meant to be that way. Yeah. I didn't actually have any choice. It's not on me. Bullshit.
Yeah.
So no on that front.
It's a no.
The truth about myself is terrifying. I'm not really sure what that means.
I don't know what that means. That's the thing. Like,
if it could, you know, give me an unbiased quantifying of my character. I don't want that.
But that's the thing. Does anybody want that?
I don't know. Maybe it's truth about yourself, like about your history, something you're unsure of what happened, or let's say you didn't know where you came from or who your parents were.
Maybe the truth about, like, it'd be interesting to maybe know, like, the truth about a memory. Like,
yeah, if it's true or whether you've. Because of course, like, we've changed it over time.
Like, what is the truth of a certain memory? Or, like, before you can remember, like, what. Something about, like, when you were a baby, maybe something like that. I could see
I would choose to learn something about the future.
Okay.
To be honest with you. Whilst I understand your point about saying, you know, it would raise all those questions of free will, but I would feel like I would have some, and you cause one of those loops, right? Because if I say the thing I want to know about the future is the lottery numbers in 2 weeks' time.
Yeah.
And the only way I could possibly have found that out is by asking this crystal ball.
Yeah.
Then the only reason I can possibly win the lottery and choose those numbers is because of the crystal ball. And then I would do it and then win, which was always going to happen, which means I was always going to ask the crystal ball, like, in the first place. And then you're in this horrible mess. However, I do think, like, people say, you know, money can't buy you happiness. And yet all the studies show that It up to a certain amount, depending on what country you live in, it greatly affects your happiness up to a point where you're comfortable and it's much higher than people think.
Yeah.
And then it doesn't. You're like, winning the lottery would make my life a lot easier.
Yeah, without a doubt.
So if I'd like to know something in the future, it would probably be the lottery numbers.
Fair.
And I know it sucks. Maybe it's a cliche, but still doing it.
I mean, it's, yeah. I like, it's the whole time travel thing. Like, it's in Time Traveler's Wife, is that he gets a lottery ticket. Spoiler. It's probably closed.
it's public now. We can chat about it. we'll talk about that in another episode. Yeah, yeah. It's too fresh.
but yeah, like, it's the one thing that everybody thinks about doing, but actually it is the one thing that probably everybody would do.
Yeah. Unless you've already got enough money that you don't care about it, then it's not important to you.
Yeah.
Like, but for everybody else, probably is. I'd be able to do my job better. I'd be able to spend more time doing the things that I want to do rather than having to do the many tasks that are not using my, this is going to sound knobby, but you know, you go, the expertise that you have or the talent that you have or the skills that you have, mm-hmm. it would free up your time to help people with those things or express those things or whatever the hell you want to do, because you no longer have to spend time meal prepping or whatever it might be, because you're like, or going to do the job that earns you very little money, et cetera, because you just need to eat.
Yeah.
Fun times. On that note.
Fun times. Yeah.
Next question.
Go on.
Is there something you've dreamed of doing for a long time?
That's the question. Is there something that I've dreamed of doing for a long time? It's hard to kind of disassociate this from like career. I'm going to. I don't want to do it. I'm not going to talk about something like career related that
you
want
to go to Korea.
Oh my God. I have wanted to go to San Francisco for a long time. That's up there. What have I wanted to do for a long time? I'm going to let you answer because I need to think.
You need to think. For me, you said San Francisco. I have never been outside of Europe.
Yeah. So
I have always wanted to go to New York.
Fair.
And there is a sort of second chunk to this question, which is, why haven't you done it? And so I'm going to answer that as well. Okay. And I think I've told you this before, that I wanted to go, because it's like West End and Broadway, right? The two sort of pinnacles of our career.
Yeah.
I wanted to go because somebody was paying me to go and work there.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
And I actually was so pre-COVID, I had been asked to go out and teach out there in a drama school, and they were going to fly me over and do all this wonderful stuff. Yeah. And I was staying in an apartment in New York. And then it all got cancelled, didn't it? So I was like, for God's sake. But I actually fell out with an ex quite dramatically over this, because she asked a similar question.
Yeah.
And I said that, and she said, that's unbelievably arrogant. And I was like, why? Why is arrogance? She's like, you think someone would pay for you to go to New York? And I'm like, it's a goal.
Yeah.
Like, it's a goal.
Yeah, that's not arrogant. That's you've set your sights on a goal.
Like, I'm going, I'll work hard enough to be put myself in the position that could happen. That's not like, what are you talking about? And it turned out into something massive. That she was like, that's gross. I think you're great. And I was I'm glad I'm not with her anymore. that was rough. But also I can't understand the thinking that you're going, I'm not saying, guys, someone's going to fly me to New York.
Yeah.
I'm going, hey, here's something I would love to happen that I'm going to work towards being a possibility. I think those two things are distinctly different.
Yeah.
And actually when sort of 4 years later, somebody's like, I'm going to fly you to New York to do this thing. I'm like, but yeah, I think that's my one. I think I would like to go to New York just to experience it. I think it's one of the most like famous places on our planet, and go to see what the madness is like.
Nice, man.
What about you? Have you got one?
I've always wanted to go and watch an NFL game in America.
Oof.
That's high up on my list.
Which who?
I'd quite like to do a little tour of NFL games. Like there's this, I think it's called Touchdown Tours. Yeah, it is. This company that basically does it's like a 10-day, 2-week holiday where, sorry, I sound like a frog. you go basically to a bunch of games. Like there's like a group of you and you go to, you watch a college game, you watch a couple of NFL games, go to different stadiums, go on tours. Like I've always wanted to do that. Like, just because I love the NFL so much. and I found such a like joy in it that I kind of want to experience that. Also, as a secondary option, I've always wanted to go to the Apple headquarters in Cupertino Loop, or in Cupertino.
What is that?
Cupertino is a place.
Okay.
And one Cupertino Loop is the head office of Apple, and I've always just wanted to go there.
Go and see it.
Not that I could do anything there, but I've always wanted to just like
be there,
stand there and go, this is awesome.
Well, that's that. Why haven't you done the NFL thing? Would that interest Tam?
Not even slightly.
I'm like, that's a rough holiday for somebody who doesn't really like the NFL that much.
Yeah. I think that's probably like, that's a big part of it. It wouldn't have ever really interested Sam to go out there. It's quite a big investment, like it, in this industry and like in the two industries that we work in, like when can you take that amount of time off?
Yeah.
It's something I will do. I have no doubt about that. It's something I will do. It's something I want to like tick off. I want to do it. So yeah, I just haven't done it yet. It is something to come.
I'll go with you. And yes, I promise I'll spend time studying.
Yeah. If you come and are just like, rugby's better than this. I want to
No, I do. I've been to, you know, I've been to watch. Yeah. I love watching it. Like I love being there in the stadium, watching it. Like Americans know how to do a sports game.
As an extra thing, the one thing I would love to do is go to the Super Bowl, but that I also don't think I ever will go to.
Remortgage.
I also don't have that kind of money.
Yeah, that's who does?
And I don't think I ever will.
It's a timely version of this question, our final question for this podcast. What is the greatest accomplishment of your life?
Oh, what is the greatest accomplishment?
That sound is Bobby chewing his beard.
That's my thought. But when I'm thinking, when I'm really thinking, I like to chew my beard. It sounds so disgusting.
Dragging. So let's reframe. Yeah. What you think of the answer while I describe it, he's dragging his bottom lip across the underside of his top teeth. If you're not watching this and you're listening on Spotify, you can literally just have a little watch. Skip back 10 seconds.
Yeah, just watch me like deep in thought. I don't think I have one greatest achievement of my life. I don't think I do. You?
It is tricky to single out any one thing as an accomplishment. Because especially in our job, and then you start having to try and weigh things up against each other. Yeah. And there are so, not to be knobby, but there's so many. When you've done more than one show, like that sense of accomplishment that you get of either getting the job or doing the job, whatever it might be, is high. Mm. You know, that you're up there. I think I got to make people laugh.
Yep.
with Bank Robbery for a year in the West End. And I got, you know, my family came to watch me do that and thought it was funny. So I could be that.
Mm-hmm.
Or I think more realistically, the greatest accomplishment is probably sort of returning from the brink, I suppose, of the outcome of what was happening with my heart at the time. And, you know, the mindset that I ended up sinking into, which was really one of the opposite of what we were saying before with knowing the future, of going, well, if I don't have one, I'll do whatever the hell I want.
Yeah.
You know, I had been, for want of a better phrase, a really good kid up until that point, when I'd never smoked, never touched anything, and, you know, no drugs or anything like that. And then when that happens, the next time those things come across your way and they say you're going to die now, you go, well, what's the difference then if I do or don't? It's kind of the same outcome of going, if you know the future.
Yeah, yeah.
And I lived like that for a while. And so being able to very slowly, lots of people helped me to do that, you know, over time. But I think returning from that way of looking at the world and my existence in it, maybe.
Yeah. That makes sense. To be fair, mine would probably be something not too dissimilar. Like, suppose I would say, like, for me, maybe my greatest accomplishment is actually making a career out of being a performer. When
God, yeah.
When I go, hey, yeah, I was performing as a kid, and then got really ill, and then didn't train. Like, the fact that I didn't train and stepped away completely from performing and was going to be a sound engineer, as you can tell by the great sound on this podcast.
I hope this one's messed up in some way.
It probably will. It probably will. Famous last words. The chime was going off earlier.
It was.
Ding, ding, ding. Yeah, the fact that I'd completely stepped away and didn't go and do my like proper 3 years training, and yet have managed to, through a lot of luck and hard work and lots of things, have managed to make a career as a performer. Maybe that.
Yeah, super impressive.
Maybe that.
Should we lighten this with a joke to finish?
Go on then.
Okay.
I'm gonna cough.
Here we go. How do you think the unthinkable?
I don't know.
With an iceberg.
Oh my God.
You didn't want a blue joke, so you got a classic dad joke out of a collection.
I think I've actually heard that joke before, but I just had blanked it from my mind. It's terrible, but I love it.
What do you mean? I think it's fantastic.
Oh my God.
I'm going to continue this. Thank you for joining us. I can't do it. For Fit to Talk. Don't miss our next guest episode when we are joined by another wonderful guest.
Yes, we will be. And you can find us on social media, hit Instagram, and always, and as always, if you've got any questions you want answered by us, you know what to do. Get in touch, slip slide into those DMs. I'll be waiting, asking some questions.
Ooh, and don't forget to leave us that review. It really helps. And if you like what you've heard, we have been Fit to Talk with me, Stefan.
And me, Bobby. And if you didn't like it, we've been Joe Wicks. Peace out.